It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2020 is coming to a close at last, and in a few minutes, we're going to reveal the 2021 reading list for the Talk of Iowa Book Club. But first, some music. This week and next, we're finding out about some of the best new music released in 2020. And today, the focus is folk. Karen Impala is host of the Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio, heard on Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. on IPR's News and Studio One stations. Also heard on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on our 24-hour Studio One live stream at iowapublicradio.org. Karen is with me now. Hello, Karen.
Good morning, Charity. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. And you made us a top 10 list, which I'm very excited about. I suspect we may not get to all 10 songs, but we will publish that list on our website. But Karen, how was it for folk music this year? I know it was a weird year for musicians.
Yeah, but a surprising amount of stuff got released, and folk music is something, it's fairly easy to record on your own at home, and we do have some examples of that, people recording literally while in quarantine. So music carried on.
That's so good to hear. We all need it right now. So let's dive right in. What's first on your list?
Well, first we have an Iowa band, the Awful Purdies. They came out with a new album called The Great Unraveling. And it's got some great stuff. I almost picked as one track to highlight. There's an absolutely beautiful a cappella tune that closes the album, but I decided to go for one with instrumentals. This one's called Morning Glory.
It's not that I don't like your flower, it's just that you're persistent. A beauty in your finest hour, a weed in your resistance. It's not that I don't like your flower, it's just that you're persistent.
All right, just a little taste of Morning Glory from the Awful Purdies from their album, The Great Unraveling. I talked with a couple members of the band just a couple of weeks ago about how they managed to get that album done because they were in the midst of recording it when the pandemic struck. But it's a great album.
Right, right. And I just wanted to highlight that song has an absolutely wonderful couplet. It's about morning glory. The song's called Morning Glory, so gardeners will relate to this. It's not that I don't like your flowers, just that you're persistent. A beauty in your finest hour, a weed in your resistance.
That is fantastic. I love that. All right, what's next?
Next is Vance Gilbert. He put out an album called Good Good Man, and I guess this was recorded before the pandemic hit. This one's called Another Great Day Above Ground.
Okay, here we go. It's another good day above ground, Lord. Another good day above ground. Another good day above ground, Lord. It's another good day above ground. When I wake up in the morning, if I don't feel so good, I put my elbows out the east side. If I don't feel no wood, then it's another good day. Another good day above ground. Treat others like I treat myself, Lord. I treat others like I treat myself. Treat others like I treat myself, Lord. Treat others like I treat myself. Some say he come from heaven, showed up as a man. I show up to work each morning, do the best I can, and treat others like I like to be treated myself. Play on.
Another great day above ground from Good Good Man by Vance Gilbert. Wow, that feels on the nose for 2020, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. And like I said, that came out actually before the pandemic hit, so it was written before that. It also, a bit of trivia here, the foot tapping there is by Chris Smither, who's a great blues guitarist, and he said it's the first time his feet have been invited to play on a session.
Nice. All right, what's next?
Katie Dahl is a singer-songwriter from Door County, Wisconsin, and this is one of the songs I mentioned that was actually written in quarantine. She was just setting out on a European tour when the pandemic hit and got there, and I'm not even sure she got to play any gigs. Just as they got there, She went along with another singer-songwriter. Just as they got there, everything was starting to shut down, and basically their whole tour got canceled. And then if you remember seeing on the news when the travel was going to be closed and there were all these people stacked up at airports, they went back through that. And she then got home and quarantined from her family for a couple weeks and wrote this song while in quarantine.
Why or who? The aspens quake and bodies break. I could too. I could too. I already knew. The in and out is all we get to keep. Nose to throat, to lung to heart, to blood to rosy cheek. Days go by in minutes, the hours last a week. The in and out is all.
That is lovely. I Already Knew by Katie Dahl.
and if you, I would like to encourage people to go look up, it's on YouTube. There's a video she made actually while she was still in quarantine. She made a video to go with that song and basically filmed herself writing out the lyrics. And she talks on her website about how she actually taped the camera to her hair so she could do that. She was recording a video all by herself.
Taped it to her hair. That sounds painful.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Katie Dahl, I Already Knew. What's next, Karen?
John Doyle is an Irish guitarist and singer. He's been a member of a number of bands, but he's put out a new album called The Path of Stones. And this is an instrumental called Elevenses. I think he plays most, if not all, of the instruments on this himself.
Bit of Elevenses from The Path of Stones by John Doyle. That does feel like a great little snack break, doesn't it?
Yep.
Wonderful. What's next, Karen?
Jake Blunt has an album called Spider Tales. He's a young African-American musician and is kind of exploring the roots of African-American music. It's sort of not that well known that there was a strong string band tradition in African American music, but this song in particular is not exactly part of that tradition. This is a song that comes from the Georgia Sea Islands, where a lot of very African stuff got preserved in the black music traditions.
Shout Daniel, 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 shout Daniel shouting, shouting, you'll, oh Lord.
Jake Blunt with Move Daniel from Spider Tales. All right, Karen, what's next?
The Mammals are a band from upstate New York, actually very near the area that I grew up in, so I kind of relate to them. Anyway, their newest album is called Nonette, and that's because they've expanded into a 9-piece band, but I don't think you hear all 9 of them on this. Song written by Michael Miranda, and I feel like he's channeling 1960s Bob Dylan, and Ruth Unger is singing. It's called If You Could Hear Me Now.
If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear the words that I'm thinking about, a world on fire, good thoughts lost in the mire, and it seems like no one's listening. If you could see me now, if you could see me somehow, if you could see the world where we're living, where the money's in charge and the black coal barge, and there's no more fish to be fishing.
If you could hear me now, hear from the Mammals, from Nonette. You primed me to hear something that sounded like Bob Dylan. I understand the comparison you made, but when I first heard her voice, I was like, oh, a little cognitive dissonance there.
No,
but
I meant the songwriting,
not
the
singing. I get it. What a lovely, lovely song, If You Could Hear Me Now by the Mammals. And since you primed me to hear Bob Dylan,
right. Shall
we move on?
Speaking of Bob Dylan, he came out with an album of new original songs, the first such album since 2012. So the album's called Rough and Rowdy Ways, and we're going to hear one called Mother of Muses, and it's just, I guess, a praise to creativity, or the sources of creativity.
Mother of Muses, sing for me. Sing of the mountains and the deep dark sea. Sing of the lakes and the nymphs of the forest. Sing your hearts out, all you women of the chorus. Sing of honor and fame and glory be. Mother of Muses, sing for me. Mother of Muses, sing for my heart. Sing of a love too soon to depart.
Bob Dylan, Mother of Muses, from Rough and Rowdy Ways. And what's next, Karen?
Lori Lewis has been around on the bluegrass scene, especially on the West Coast, for years. She turns 70 years old this year, but still going strong. And she put out an album of just duets with her and various other people. On this song, she's joined by Tatiana Hargreaves, who I think is around 30-ish, a young fiddler originally from Oregon. And this is one Lori Lewis wrote. It's called the Pika Song. I had to look up what a pika is. It's a small sort of rabbit-like mammal that lives in very high elevations. So you find it in the Rocky Mountains, in the mountains of California.
Peak, I thought I heard a pika squeak. Way up yonder on Jungle Pass, I saw a pika harvest grass. I said, hey, pika, set a spell, I'd like to hear the tales you tell. She squeaked and said, I got no time, I gotta make hay while the old sun shines. For it's true, the sun shines on us all, but soon the snows may start to fall.
All right, just a little taste of the Pika Song there from Lori Lewis. Thank you for defining pika so I didn't have to look it up. And we've got only two songs left, so if we hurry, we may get a taste of each. What's next?
Next is Los Lobos. This actually came out at the tail end of last year. They put out a Christmas album called Llegó Navidad. And Los Lobos are a rock band, but I really like it when they get into their traditional Chicano roots, which they definitely have. So this is a Mexican. It's a song for Los Posadas. It's kind of a house visiting Christmas time, go around and serenade your neighbors. A song called La Rama.
Naranjas y limas, limas y limones, más linda la Virgen que todas las flores. Naranjas y limas, limas y limones, más linda la Virgen que todas las flores.
Ya llegó la rama y sus cantadores, vienen a esta casa un ramo de flores.
Naranjas y limas, limas y limones, más linda la Virgen que todas las flores.
Desde Veracruz venimos andando y el Señor Jesús venimos.
All right, again, just a little taste of La Rama from Llegó Navidad from Los Lobos. I wish we could go around visiting Karen.
Right. Another year that will happen.
Right. We could do it vicariously with Los Lobos this year. All right. What's the last song
last
on your
list? John McCutcheon, and this is another album that was recorded in quarantine. He came back from an Australian tour in mid-March and immediately holed up in a cabin for a couple of weeks and did a bunch of songwriting and came up with an album called Cabin Fever, and this one's called Vespers. It's an evening prayer for peace of mind and strength of heart.
Sun hangs low in the sky tonight. It paints these hills in a world of light. This violet hour, this waning day, this is the prayer that I pray. Bless this world we hold so dear.
John McCutcheon with Vespers from his album Cabin Fever. That was a whirlwind tour of some really incredible music. Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And please stay well and stay safe.
You too.
Karen Impla is the host of The Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio, heard on Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. on IPR's News and Studio One stations. You can also hear it Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on our 24-hour Studio One live stream from iowapublicradio.org. This is Talk of Iowa.
We hoard, we gather, we give, we grieve, and in our